like your brother and your sister talk, you know, had different
influences. They say the firstborn in the family has the true Conk accent. It's supposed to be broad O's and broad A's in their words. Whereas the second, from then on, don't have it.
Are you the first?
I'm the firstborn.
I was just curious about that, because, is that because of,
I can't tell you. I really don't know.
Tradition or something? Who says that? Put it
that way. The old Conks will say it. Like, when I answer the phone, sometimes they'll think I'm my mother. But they'll definitely know I'm not my sister. And even if I tried to pretend, you know, to answer like she does, they can still say I'm not Elizabeth. But see, she's been, she is married and she lived in California. She's lived in Fort Lauderdale and all. So she's gotten in with more accents from, you know, around than what I have. Because they used to tease me when I was growing up at saying certain words. And I've worked on those words, so I try not to say them properly.
What's
that? Cigarette. Aluminum. I still say that one wrong. And home. They'd say, what are you saying? I have to say H-O-M-E, home.
What was wrong with cigarette?
They said I didn't pronounce it right.
How'd you say it?
Cigarette.
What about the other one, the big one that they used to make here?
Cigars.
Yeah, they still make those here?
They used to, but then they've, he's not there anymore.
Done.
Right down here in this next block in that corner, one facing this way, they used to make their own Key West hand-rolled cigars. I don't know what's happened.
He's not doing it anymore.
Hasn't been doing it for a couple of months. And they used to sell, and they used to go all over the United States and foreign countries with his cigars. I know they're painting up the place, but they've moved everything out of it and they're painting it up and everything.
Maybe some younger people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a lot of hippies that's taken over.
Really? I've been seeing a lot of people walking around the streets, you know, at night.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the old Key West people do not go down DeVol Street anymore.
Really?
They've let, see, when the hippies came in, now, I mean, there's good and bad in all of them. Okay, but with Miami, if they saw they was going to do nothing, they said, there's a county line, you got exactly 24 hours to get out of it. So they come down here. So they'll take a job and do it for less money just to get maybe buy a meal, whereas the people that's been here aren't making it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some of them that buy houses and fix them up. But they're the ones that's got money, and the parents are just giving them the money and say, you know, go. We don't want you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's quite a few students, it looks like,
yeah. Yeah. But my God, the odors. I think they forget how to use the bathroom with the bar soap.
That's not like the house next to you is just condemned. There's someone living.
Condemned. There's someone living in there that's not supposed to be living.
Oh, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
The reason why it smells?
Mm-hmm.
Are they hippies?
No, it's a one old man.
Oh.
It's a cripple. He's lived there as long as I can ever remember.
Hmm. Okay, one other thing. If a man had a sore throat, the inside of his throat was all swollen, and he was trying to eat a piece of meat, so he couldn't...
Swallow.
Say, I couldn't swallow.
His throat was raw, couldn't swallow it.
Okay, it's exactly 12.
Let me go see if they can come...
I don't think we ever will.
No.
We'll just show you through here. Let's see if I can go back here. Start where I left off. Work forward. I've been jumping around so much. It's getting hard to keep up here now. I know what we're going to do. How about, when people around, do people ever have to, what do they ever use around here to